Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so happy that you're here today. I saw somebody. At first I thought it was a doll. You know, one of these ones that's not real. But then I saw it's a real doll. But she just handed it off. So, you know, it's nice to realize that the Lord Jesus, He loves the little ones as well as the older ones. And it tells us about how the mothers, they brought even the infants, like that little doll, that real doll, Jesus. And He took them in His arms because He loved them so very much. And He also loves the little children and the young children because it tells us He took them in His arms as well. So I see here today infants, I see little children, I see young children, and we're so happy you're here today. And the Lord Jesus is happy too. And He's with us here today. And He sees you as you sit in your seat. And He knows you like to play catch. I notice that almost seemed like a little bit of catch going on here today. But what we're going to do, we're going to sing some songs. And maybe you can play catch later. We like to start with singing. And we'll take some time for the verses. And you don't have to say the verse. But if you really know the verse, and you know it well, we don't want to disappoint you. So you'll have opportunity to say the verse. And then I got something to show you. I got something underneath the table, and I got something on the table. And that's one reason that we're sitting here in this oval, so we can all see the table. Who has a number? We're going to sing some songs off this hymn sheet here. 14. Number 14. Now, I'm going to suggest that we sing the first and last verses so there's opportunity for more to give out a song because our time to sing is limited. But we'll start with number 14, first and last verse. Have you been
to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood?
Start with, who else has a number? Yes.
Number four.
Let's sing number four. That's on the front of our hymn sheet. Number four. First and last. Christ is the Savior of sinners.
Christ is the Savior for me.
Good singing. Is there somebody else? Yes,
39.
Sam. 39. What a friend
we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Number 11.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings of strife? When the strong tides lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm? We have an anchor that keeps us whole, steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Will your eyes keep the morning light, the city of gold and the harbor bright? Will you anchor safe by the heavenly shore when life's storms are past forevermore? We have and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
haven't even sung the song off the back page. And it tells me on the back page, children's hymns and choruses. But they're all good. All these 47 songs in this hymn sheet are wonderful songs. Does anybody have a number off the back? Yes. What number would you like? Or can you tell me the name of the song? Jesus Loves Me. Okay, that's number 40. Number 40, Jesus Loves Me. This I know. How many here can sign Jesus Loves Me? Okay, I see some adults that can do it. How about the children? Do you know how to do the signs? You know? You can do a little, Joey? Okay. Anybody else? All right. Joey, do you mind standing up where you're, and you do just as many signs as you can? Would that be okay? No. All right. All right. Well, I know Mr. Allen knows, and Mrs. Allen. So let's pay attention. Okay? And actually, my wife, too. You know the... Okay. All right. So I do know the chorus, but that's about all I know. So let's sing first and last, number 40. Jesus loves me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me,
he will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Very good. Well, perhaps that'll be a good note to end on. Jesus loves me, this I know. We're going to set these hymn sheets aside, and we're going to take time to pray. You know, we're saying about what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to take everything to God in prayer, everything, including this Sunday school today. And so we're going to take time to pray. So let's just close our eyes and bow our heads while we pray. Our God and Father, we just want to thank thee for each dear boy and girl sitting on these seats here today. And we thank thee for thy love for each one. We think, Lord Jesus, of how that thou didst take the infants, the little babies in thine arms, and also the little children and the young children. And we think this morning of how much thou didst love each and every one. And thy desire is that they might be saved and that they might be happy, that they might not only be saved but enjoy it. And we thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou art the one who can fill our hearts with happiness and joy and peace. And so we ask now for thy help as we continue this little Sunday school here today. We seek thy blessing on each dear boy and girl and older one here as well. And we pray this, giving thanks in thy worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to take time for verses now. Can somebody tell me, where is the verse found today? Anybody tell me where the verse is found in the Bible? You know the verse, but you don't know where it's found? You know, I'm so thankful that in the Bible we have books, and we have chapters, and we have verses. And if we know the book, and we know the chapter, and we know the verse, we can go right to that verse and find it in the Bible. But if we didn't have chapters and verses, wouldn't it be hard to find where we want to read? But that's how it used to be, but thankfully we got chapters and verses, as well as books. So nobody knows where this is found, this verse today? Maybe we should just skip the verse. Does anybody know the verse? They would like to say it? Sorry, this is kind of intimidating, but nobody's going to say the verse today. Is that true? Okay. If any the reference?
2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new.
Very good. Thank you very much. That was excellent. Anybody else? No more volunteers? It's a wonderful verse. So, Joe, you want to try it? Okay. I have to stand up. Okay, just say the verse.
If any man commit...
Be in Christ.
Be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Very good. 2 Corinthians 5:17. All right, how about anybody over on this side here? That side of the room is outdoing you. You got nobody here that's going to say the verse. All right, well, this is a wonderful verse. If any man be in Christ. Now, that takes in women, and that takes in boys and girls. It's talking about mankind. So, if anyone be in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, I said I had something under the table I wanted to show you. And you know, I'm so thankful that in the Word of God, we read how we can become a new creation. We can become a new creature. We can become born again and get a brand new life. Because, you know, we are born with a nature that it's not good. It's referred to as the old nature. It's corrupt. It's bad. And, you know, David, he said, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Is it true that even a baby could be born with something that's bad? Is that possible? Well, I got something underneath the table. I saw this at the store, and I thought about it. Put this on. What's everybody laughing about? Is it really that funny? This baby doesn't think it's very funny. Is this baby mad? Or is this baby sad? How many think the baby's sad? How many think the baby's mad? Okay. How many are not sure? They don't know. Well, you know what? Babies, they can be sad. You know, if they're hungry and they want something to eat, or maybe they have a pain, or, you know, they have a tummy ache, and they're sad. But sometimes babies, they get mad because they don't get what they want. And, you know, I thought to myself, even a baby may have in its hand something that might be sharp, might grab maybe a scissors or a knife, and the mother comes to take it away because the mother loves the baby, doesn't want to see the baby get hurt, and the baby begins to get really mad and doesn't like what the mother is doing. Well, you know, boys and girls, that shows that when we are born into this world, we are born with a nature that's bad. And as we grow up, we get older, we find that nature doesn't improve. In fact, it only gets worse. And that's why we need a brand new nature. We need a brand new life. And the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We need to be born again. We need to become new creatures. We need to become a new creation in Christ. And it's wonderful to realize that God has made it possible whereby we can receive a brand new life. It, well, that life cannot sin. We still got the old nature, but you know, we are to reckon ourselves to be dead to that old nature, to sin. Well, this is what came to mind in connection with this verse that we have. If any man, woman, boy, or girl be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, new creature. And sometimes, you know, even though we're born again, we might get mad, and it's not good. But that's only, I believe, the fruit of that old nature we still have. But I think God sees us in Christ when we receive the Lord Jesus. And it's a wonderful position to be in Christ. Now, I'm going to ask if somebody can help to lift this cover off here. And we're going to reveal what's underneath the cover. So, is there anybody that's nice and tall that might be able to help us on this? Maybe I'll call on an adult. Josh, I see you're sitting right there. Do you mind just taking that in, and we'll just slip this up. It's like a tent, and then we take it off. Okay, thank you. You mind just setting that over there? Okay. All right, here we got Jeff's Catering. What do we got here? Oh, here. We've got something interesting. All right. Got some boats. And they're floating around on the lake. And over here we have a pile of dirt, sand, and this is going to be a shovel, okay? Now, we're going to do something here. We got in this little container what we're going to call people, okay? And we've got different people. And some of the people are tall, and some are short. Okay. Tall people. So just pretend these are people, okay? And we're going to set these people up. And we'll see if they'll stand up on here. Oh, good. Okay. So we're going to put these people here and there. And we've got quite a few people here, actually. And, how many people do we have here in Jeff's Catering? Does anybody have any idea how many people we got here? What do you think? 120. You know what? I don't have 120 people in this container. But it's a very good guess. And you might be right. But I'm going to put some people in here. And here they are. And they're at the conference, okay? Yeah. Some are tall. Some are small. Yeah, some are short. And here they are. And maybe one of these people is you. Okay? So I'm going to put some more people in here. See if I can get these people on. They're not sitting down, actually. They're standing up, but that's okay. All right, so we're going to have some more people out here. Oh, here's these boats. All right, let's put... there. That fella there, he's on the water in his boat. And here's a little person here. We'll put this person here. In that boat. And, let's see what else. Oh, we got people here too. We got people and more people. So we'll put these people over here. Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay. Whoop. Lost that person there. So I'll put this person over here. There's a person over here. Got people here. People all over the place. And this fella here, he's got somebody else in the boat with him. Put that in there. Okay. Now, I'm sorry to say, but there are people that have actually drowned. And they're in the water. And they're down at the bottom of the ocean. Or maybe the bottom of the lake. And these people are there. I don't have any idea how many people have actually drowned in the lake and haven't been found, but there's many, many, many. So we're going to put some of these people here and put these people over here. Okay. Now, there's some more people. Got people all over here. I got to watch my time here because we got. Okay. See all those people? Yeah. I got more people here. There's more people here. Let's see. What are we going to do here? Okay, we got those people there. Maybe some more people here in Jeff's Catering. It's so nice that you boys and girls have come to this conference. And I know it's your dad and mom that bring you. And they love you and they really want the very best for you. And you know, they bring you to this conference so that you can learn about the Lord Jesus. And so you can meet friends. and you can meet others that love the Lord Jesus. And that's such a wonderful thing, to be able to come together in this way and to find our friends at a conference like this, and to be with friends that we've already met. So, I don't know, I just feel like I need to put up all these people. I don't like to leave anybody out on this here. Okay. All right. Put that one there. Okay. I just emptied out that container. Does anybody have any idea where I should put more people? Where? Over on this side? Okay. All right. I got one more person. Where should I put him? Anybody have any? Yeah.
On the boat?
You want him on the boat. Okay, let's do that. So I'm going to put him on this boat. Maybe he could go on the front of the boat. Okay. He's out there on the front of the boat. All right, so that's it. No more people. All right. So we'll put these down here. Boys and girls, all these people are standing, right? And they're alive. And just like you're alive here today, but you're sitting. But there's a difference between some of these people and the rest of the people. And I'm going to show you the difference here. You know, in the Word of God, we find that there's a verse, and this verse comes to mind. It's in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 36. John chapter 3 and verse 36. And somebody has said that this verse has a top and a bottom, but it doesn't have any middle. So I'm going to read this verse. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. This is the top. As I look around, boys and girls, I have to ask, how many of you really believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you put your trust in Him? Have you ever asked Him to save you? He wants to save you. We started this Sunday school. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Boys and girls, have you ever come to Jesus? Have you ever talked to the Lord Jesus? He's ready to hear and listen to what you have to say. He wants you to talk with Him. Just like we talked with Him when we prayed. And that's how we talk with the Lord Jesus. We pray and we talk with Him. But have you ever told Him that you're a sinner and that you want to be saved? That you want to go to His happy home to be with Him? Now, the Lord Jesus has made it possible that boys and girls, and older ones too, can go to be with Him in His happy home, because on the cross, the Lord Jesus died, and He gave Him His life. He shed His precious blood. And we understand that He made peace through the blood of His cross. Because we are all enemies of God. And, you know, little babies, they don't, you couldn't really consider them to be an enemy of God, or they don't even know when they do something bad because they're just little. But, you know, as the baby grows, and you boys and girls are growing, you come to realize when you've done something that's not right. When your mother perhaps asks you to do something and you don't do it, and there's something in you that says, this is not right. It's a sin. It's wrong. Now, I do believe at that point, boys and girls, you need to turn to the Lord Jesus for salvation. We call it the age of responsibility. And so that age, it varies. But you know, the Lord Jesus on the cross, he shed his precious blood, and we sang in the song a question: have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Well, we're going to set this up over here. Remember, this is like a shovel. All right, so this represents Calvary. And I think this is going to stand up here. Hopefully it'll stand up. Okay. Now, that happened almost 2,000 years ago. The Son of God loved me, and he was willing to give himself on that cruel cross of Calvary for me. And for you too, if you trust him. On the cross for me. On the cross for me. Dying there in agony. Jesus paid the price. Himself the sacrifice. On the cross for me. Now you know the Lord Jesus is not on the cross today. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And he was buried. But he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And I am so thankful that he rose again. You know, that gives me great joy in my soul to realize that Jesus, he's not on the cross. Often we see a cross and Jesus is still on the cross. It's like a little, what's called a crucifix. But the fact is, Jesus is living. And he's a real man. And he's up in heaven. And I'm so thankful Jesus was born. We don't know exactly when he was born. But he was born. Because how could he die for your sins and mine if he wasn't born? So we're thankful for his birth. But the Lord Jesus, he didn't go back to heaven without dying on the cross. And he shed his precious blood and he rose again the third day. The first day of the week, which is what this day is, the resurrection day. Well, this verse here says, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. That's the top. Those that believe on the Son, they're going to go to be with him in heaven. But he that believes not the Son shall not see life. And that's the bottom. So the question is, where are you today? Are you at the top or are you at the bottom? There's no middle ground. You're either saved because you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're in your sins because you have not accepted and put your trust in him. And furthermore, it says here, the wrath of God abides on him or her. You know, people die. And here's this man here. He dies. and he's put in the grave, okay? And dirt is put over him. He's covered up with dirt. Here's somebody else that dies. There's people dying. In fact, every couple seconds, people die. And so we're going to put some dirt, cover up. When people die, they don't want to remain. People don't want them to remain in sight. So we put up a... And there's people that have already died. They're in the bottom of the lake or the bottom of the ocean. And here's somebody else that's died and is buried. Okay. Yeah. Buried. The body is buried. But like we heard yesterday, the spirit and the soul are very much alive. And go to a place of torment or a place of unspeakable bliss. And some don't have tombstones, but these folks do. Now, boys and girls, what did we hear yesterday? We were reading in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And we read how that the Lord himself is going to descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Well, we have somebody buried over here, so the Lord Jesus descends. What about this person? Whoa, he came right up out of the grave. Did you see that? Instantly. The dead in Christ rise first. What about here? We had somebody buried over here. Whoa, there they are. They come right up out of the grave. The graves are opened. It happens in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, just a very short time. Somebody was buried over here, right? Whoa. What's wrong? That person stays in the grave. And then it says, the dead in Christ, they rise first, and then we which are alive and remain caught up together with them, with those that have died in Christ, to meet the Lord in the air. So, let's see what happens here. Oh, that person goes. Oh. What's happening? Why? These people aren't going. They're not being caught up. What about this person? No. No. Oh, there we are. Oh, these people. These people have put their faith in the Lord Jesus. They trust him. Here's somebody else. Here they go. Where are they going? They're going to be with the Lord. You're going to meet him on the cloud, and then he's going to take him to his happy home. Okay. Well, what about those people in the boat? Huh? Whoa, there's people here that are staying behind. How about this person over here? People in the boat? Oh, there, that one person went. Okay. Oh, here goes the person. Oh, good, 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 good. All right. Man, some of those people aren't going up. This one went. Oh, that's good. Hey, what about Jeff's catering? Let's check this out. Jeff's catering. Here we are. There's a conference going on here. Whoa. This is interesting. quite a few people represented by these nails. And they're going to be with Jesus when he comes. It's going to happen. He's going to come. We don't know exactly when. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So, now, I'm going to set these people here. How come these people are all left behind? You see the difference? You see a difference? Whoops. I ask you if you see a difference. Okay. Here we go. Do you see a difference between those two nails? What's the difference? Huh? What's the difference? Yeah? What's the difference?
One's red and one's gray.
Yeah, one's red and one's gray. You see the difference? Okay. See that? There's a difference. See? What's the difference, Jack? You see a color difference?
Yes.
Okay, one's red and one's gray. See the difference? Now, boys and girls, all these that are left behind have not put their faith in the Lord Jesus and his precious blood. They're not washed in the blood of the Lamb, like we sang. The Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God, takes away the sin of the world. And so all of these here, they're going to be with the Lord Jesus forever. I wonder, is there anybody left behind at Jeff's Catering here? Let's see. I hate to even suggest this, but I'm going to take the top off here. Take away the building. Oh, look at that. There's two that were left behind. They didn't go. Could that be one of you boys and girls here today? If the Lord Jesus were to come in the next half hour, would you be left behind like these two people here at Jeff's Catering? It's awful to think about. You'd be left behind for judgment. But the Lord Jesus wants to save you. He don't want you to be judged for your sins. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He loves you so much that, as we said, he was willing to die for you on the cross. And so today, if there's anybody like these two here that would be left behind when Jesus comes, come to Jesus today and put your trust in him. He wants to save you. He loves you. And there's one little song, Come and Go With Me. I like to sing it, and I think many know it. And then we're going to pray and we'll be done. Come and go with me
to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where joy.
God and Father, we want to thank Thee this morning for the message of the Gospel. We thank Thee for sending Thy Son to be the Savior. And we thank you for each dear boy and girl here today who has put his or her trust in the Lord Jesus and is ready to meet thee in the air. Father, we do pray very specially. Lord Jesus, we pray for any boy, any girl sitting on these seats here today who is not ready to meet Jesus when he comes. We pray that here and now they might ask thee, Lord Jesus, for salvation, that they might put their faith and trust in thee, that we might be able to see each and every one of these boys and girls, not only in this Jeff Catering building, but we're going to see him around the throne of glory in heaven, praising, worshiping the Lord Jesus, the one who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We ask thy blessing upon thy precious word, giving thanks in thy worthy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Boys and girls, we have some little treats here too. So come right on up and we'll make sure you have a treat, okay?
Ezra, did you get one?
I'm all set.
Did you get one? Did you get one?